Let's go to the newsline now. Mayor John Suthers joins us. Mayor, good morning. It's always good to speak to you. And I don't think Shannon and I quite know where to start because there are so many issues out there.
Well, good morning, Shannon and Mike. Particularly good to hear your voice, Mike.
Thank you.
It is an unprecedented time. You know, when you take a job like mayor, you know you're probably going to see natural disasters like floods and fires. And obviously, I've been through 9/11 as U.S. attorney and the economic crisis in 2008. Pandemic was not something that I think was really in the forefront of our mind, which is probably telling in and of itself.
And you were really at the forefront of declaring a state of emergency. What prompted you to move in that quick of a time response?
Well, Shannon, we want to make sure that the city of Colorado Springs is eligible for any financial assistance that may come down, and some of it may be dependent upon whether you've declared a state of emergency. Obviously, for the most part, the key is that the state has declared one, and that will trigger funding to the state that will trickle down to the local governments. But there's an outside possibility that some funding will be dependent upon local governments having declared an emergency. The other thing it gives me is more flexibility to immediately, under the city charter, I have the ability to do a wide range of things in a emergency, and having a declaration of emergency in place allows us to implement those much more quickly if necessary.
And Mayor, restaurants, things like that where people go, and gymnasiums, things like that, they're being really impacted by this, and so are the employees.
Incredibly impacted. I think the number I heard was 242,000 people in the food service industry in Colorado, and I have to believe a lot of them are going to be laid off or at least furloughed. And a huge economic impact. And of course, Colorado Springs, as you know, is heavily, heavily dependent upon sales tax. Only 7% of our revenues come from property tax. So there's no question the city's going to be dramatically impacted. How impacted depends upon how long this lasts. But we're preparing, we're starting out with hiring freeze, travel bans, delaying discretionary purchases, putting off capital projects, sitting down with each department and, you know, talking about what reductions can be made. And then we'll monitor it from month to month and then get increasingly more serious as time goes by.
And services that you provide, that the city provides, how should the public be expected to see those react in response to this?
Well, first of all, we're, you know, the public safety services, we are not letting up on that at all. The police department's in full force, the fire department's in full force. Our street crews are in full force. Our code enforcement that does camp cleanup and all that kind of stuff are in full force. The only people that are working from home are those that aren't in direct service delivery and can work from home. And that's, my priorities are, number one, I have to work very closely with the health departments and implementing. Obviously, we're looking to them. They're the ones with the expertise as to what needs to take place. My second priority, of course, is the health and safety of city employees, make sure they have the equipment and things like that to be protected. And then thirdly, I have to deal not only with the immediate economic impact for the city, but also plan for what this may mean for the months to come.
Mayor, I was racking my brain, so to speak, and you and I have been on this planet for quite some time. Do you remember anything like this in our history as far as the response?
No, I don't. It's so quick. Most natural disasters, a fire, you put it out and then deal with the aftermath. A flood, you deal with the aftermath. This is ongoing, and how long it lasts, I heard, when the Treasury Secretary of the United States says we could be looking at potentially 20% unemployment, that's pretty dramatic, and you have to be very flexible and creative in terms of what your response is going to be and how you're going to provide services with significantly reduced revenues.
And toward that end, there are two efforts that the city that you are supporting. One's called Support the Springs, and the other, the PPCF Emergency Relief Fund. Can you tell us about those?
The one is a the first that you refer to, Support the Springs, is, to my knowledge, is a group of folks that are through the internet, getting information out there. Let's take a positive view towards this. Look, see what we can do to help our neighbors, to help our city. And I encourage people to be. I met with the restaurant industry yesterday, and we talked about their creativity. And I think you're going to see some amazing creativity in terms of outreach and for curbside and dine-out services and things like that. And I'm asking our citizens to support that. The health department tells me that transmission is a person-to-person thing, and what we're avoiding is crowds, and food is not an issue and things like that. And so I'm hoping everybody will do what they can to continue to support these impacted businesses. And that, effort is going to be all part of that. The second one, I think, is the Pikes Peak Community Foundation. Is that what you're referring to?
Right.
Which has long had a fund to deal with local emergencies, and I think probably at this point in time are seeking donations to help them in terms of outreach and how they might help those particularly affected by this. Let's face it, what we have to be worried about is those folks that are working paycheck to paycheck, hourly wage earners who are in those industries that are being so dramatically impacted. And I think a lot, most of the aid is going to come down from a federal level. The city obviously doesn't have the ability to run deficit budgets. By law, we have to balance our budget, and we're in very limited services. The state has a little more discretion in terms of programming, but for the most part, the aid's going to come down from the federal government. And I think you're going to see small business aid through the Small Business Administration. There's some webinars going on today, I think, through Pikes Peak Workforce to tell small businesses some of the things that are available to them. And then, Congress is even talking about direct aid to all working people in a certain amount. So we'll see what this package looks like, and hopefully it will provide some stimulus.
All right, Mayor, we're going to stay in touch with your office and you. We appreciate your time. We're up against the clock. Mayor John Southers, unprecedented times. Thank you, and we'll be back in touch.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.